Revelation chapter 6. In the book of Revelation, the Lord Jesus Christ is ready to open the seven sealed book in chapter 5. And when he opens the seven seals, he will bring his wrath, the plagues upon this earth that we live on, for 7 years, called the seven-year tribulation, the wrath of God. When he opens the first seal, we see the Antichrist being accepted by the world. He will come riding a white horse, not literally. He will be given a crown, which means a ruler. He will be given a bow, which means he will conquer or try. He will be widely accepted. I got a quote I'd like to read for you from a man by the name of Paul Henry Spaak, former Secretary General of NATO. And he said, "We want a man of sufficient stature to hold the allegiance of the people and lift us out of the economic morass into which we are sinking. Send us such a man, and if he be God or the devil, we will receive him." Isn't that something?
It's a fact, too.
Well, yeah, he said, if he be God, man, or the devil.
If he be God or the devil, we will accept him.
When did he say that?
He said that in about 1960. Mm-hmm. This has been going on for quite a while. He's not the only one that makes those kind of statements. Robert Mueller, the former assistant UN Secretary General, said, "We must move quickly toward a world government and a world religion with a one world leader." He said that in the 70s. And I could quote and quote and quote, but I won't bother. The world is looking for a leader that will solve all their problems that they have created. God will allow them to accept that leader. He will be the Antichrist. And the reason he is coming is because the world rejects the truth. They reject God, reject Jesus Christ. But they will accept this man who will be a manifestation of Satan. He will ride a white horse. And then immediately following the white horse, he gets on a red horse. And I want you to notice in chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. "And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast, or living creature, say, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat on it to take peace from the earth." Do you know what's going to happen when the Antichrist comes and they accept him? The world will say, "We are at peace." Yeah. And no sooner will they think that everything is perfect. By the way, did you know George Bush Sr., in at least 4 speeches, said, "We are looking for a one world order when we will have peace, prosperity, and security." How stupid.
And he also called it the 7 points of light.
Yeah. How dumb. But you only make those statements if you're not a saved, born-again Christian, because if you're a saved, born-again child of God, you will know that God is in charge, Jesus Christ. The only way you'll have peace is when he rules on this earth for 1,000 years and after. Then there will be peace. There's not going to be any peace on this earth. There's not, you might have peace once in a while in your home, or you might have, but worldly peace will not come until Jesus Christ comes back and establishes his kingdom. We are looking forward to the very next event on God's timetable, which is the rapture of the church. The church will be taken home, and immediately following that, the Lord will usher in the 7-year tribulation. The Antichrist will be accepted, and as soon as he does, he will take peace away from the world. Back to the Bible here, if you will. "He will take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword." If you think times are bad now, if you live in Somalia or some of these other places in the world, you think times are bad now, it's nothing compared to what it's going to be. And then I'll read verses 5 and 6. Actually, verse 5. Let's just read verse 5. There was given him a great sword in verse 4, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see," and I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. What does that represent? Well, let's read the next verse. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." You know what that means? The penny represents a day's wages. Three measures of barley for a day's wages. Did you ever hear of the French Revolution, by the way?
That was a revolution?
That was a revolution. There was a revolution. The French Revolution. In 1780, a group of people called the Jacobins, was their name, started a French Revolution. They spread lies about the king and his wife. And then they created an artificial shortage of grain. You know, if you have the power and the authority and the money and you rule the world, you can do that. Get away with it. They created a shortage of grain, which helped them further their revolution that they were trying to start. The revolution was founded on creating a one world order. This took place in about the 1780s and so forth, a little on past that. People literally died of a famine in France because of a false creation of a shortage of grain. Can you imagine that? I don't know. I didn't live during the depression in this country.
That's what Roosevelt was going to do.
You know, it must have been great, the depression. Nothing to eat. It says here that a measure of wheat for a penny and a measure of barley for a penny. In other words, there will not be any food. No food. Isn't that something? My wife threw out some tomatoes a couple years ago, just threw them out back. The next year they grew. The seeds took root and grew. She can do that. Yeah. I can't. She has a green thumb. I don't know what kind of a thumb I got, but I can't grow nothing. They just grew. Isn't that something? You know, if God does not want things to grow, they will not grow. You know how hard it is to get a bite to eat in Africa? Most everywhere in Africa. Same climate, same soil, but food won't grow. India. They're starving in India, most of India. Why? A lot of places food won't grow. Same climate, same soil, but food won't grow. When the Antichrist takes control, there's going to be wars, rumors of wars, volcanoes, earthquakes. Food won't grow. You know why? Because we live in a world today that says global warming. You're destroying the world. You're calling God a liar. You called God a liar. Therefore, when the 7-year tribulation takes place, God's going to say, "I'm tired of being called a liar. You got what you asked for. You got what you asked for. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to be here. But I'll tell you quite frankly, I'm looking forward to the devastation that's going to take place even before the rapture. I was on the way to church this morning, my wife and I. We stopped at McDonald's to get a sandwich. I brought my coffee to church with me. Still have it. Got to warm it up when I get all done here. Anyway, I looked across the street, and there's a place over there in Geneva called Gurait. It's a sports facility. It was packed with cars. We saw buses pulling in. I don't know what's going on, but it must be something phenomenal. Why don't you go to church and learn what God has to say? Why don't you do that?
Don't care.
Someday when the Antichrist comes, he's going to be, the world will accept him, and God is going to say, "There, you asked for it, you got it." We live in a society today that says, if I elect this politician, things will straighten out. What a bunch of garbage. You asked for it, you got it. You asked for the Antichrist, you got it. 1 Samuel chapter 8, the nation of Israel said, we don't want God to reign over us anymore. We want a man. That was the Antichrist. Back in 1 Samuel chapter 8, God said, you're going to get him. And then, when Jesus Christ came along, they said, we don't want him nailed to the cross. We'll take Caesar. Well, one of these days, Israel, you and the rest of this world is going to get exactly what you wanted. You got people in the United Nations. You got politicians such like, almost every one of them, telling us that global warming, you're going to destroy the world. Scientists say that by the year 2020, something like that, that the world climate will be 2 degrees warmer than it should. Well, let me ask you something. If the North Pole or the South Pole is 20 degrees below zero, and it warms up and it's 18 degrees below zero, what difference is it going to make? The ice is still going to be ice. Isn't that ignorant? It's so ignorant. And not only that, they say that the carbon footprint is 160 years has never changed. The carbon cycle has never changed. Al Gore is a liar. The United Nations, all the leaders are liars. They call God a liar. One of these days, the lie is going to catch up with them.
Our plants and our trees live off of CO2.
Oh, yeah. They call it, that's right. And they call it
vegetation.
That's right. They call it greenhouse gas. You know why? Because many greenhouses pump it into their greenhouses to make the vegetables and stuff grow. They pump CO2, carbon dioxide, into their greenhouses to make things grow. And then our government says there's too much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. You idiots are destroying the country, the world. So we will take control over you because you're too dumb to do it yourself. And we will run your lives for you. That's what's going on.
All the trees and plants take carbon dioxide. That's their food. And then the trees and the plants as byproduct, their waste is oxygen, which is what we need.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you're starving the trees and the plants of the CO2, then it affects the whole earth.
Yep. And so God says when the seven-year tribute... Did you have something to say, Daniel?
I was going to say, they're talking about global warming, but... You know, this winter, 48 or 49 of the states got snow.
Yeah.
You know, and I, just living down south for how many years, that rarely ever get to see snow. It's kind of foolish to say that.
Yeah, it is. Everything that humanity has asked for today, they're going to get. The plagues, when Jesus Christ unrolls the seven-sealed book and he opens the seven seals, the plagues on humanity are not just going to be because God is angry. They are going to be what man has asked for. And then next week we'll probably talk about some things like abortion and some of the other things. But in the meantime, turn, if you will, to Matthew chapter 24. Well, before you go there, go, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 66. Okay? And then we'll come back to Matthew, if you will.
Isaiah, what's
your name? Isaiah chapter 66, very last chapter of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Well, I think God's in charge, don't you? Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all these things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and out of a contrite spirit, and remembereth. He that killeth an ox is as if he that slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, etc., etc. He that blesseth an idol, yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abomination. In other words, God said, I hate false religion. I hate false religion. Your idols, your offering of blood, your incense, all of these things, God said, I hate it. But I want you to notice the next verse. Listen to what God said. I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them. Pay attention to those words. Underline them in your Bible. Don't be afraid to mark your Bible. I will choose their delusions. I will bring, in other words, you ask for it, you got it. You spend all your time rejecting Christ, rejecting the Bible, rejecting the cross. You spend all your time rejecting salvation by grace through faith. You go to church and get religious. You do this religious act. You do that religious act. When will you just put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or did he die on the cross for nothing? Well, no, we'll just go to the... We'll just get in a bus and go to some sports center on Sunday. We don't care about Jesus Christ or the Bible or the cross or any of those things. I will choose their delusions and bring their fears upon them. What is he talking about? The seven sealed plagues. Because when I called, none did answer. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Lord has called? He sure he has. You know what Jesus said? If I be lifted up, we'll call all men. He was lifted up on the cross, wasn't he? There isn't a person in the world today that doesn't know about the cross of Jesus Christ. He's in every history book. He was a literal human being. He was real. History records the fact. But the world today rejects it. Your school system says, we evolved. God says, one of these days, you think you evolved? Just wait. I will choose their delusions, bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spoke, they did not hear. Let me ask you something. I'm saved because someone told me the gospel. When was the last time you told somebody the gospel? When was the last time you heard somebody give you the gospel? How many times have we spoke and nobody listened? How many times have you given the gospel to and nobody listened? I spoke and nobody listened. They did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake. Let the Lord be glorified. You know what? He will. Someday he will. Turn in your book to Matthew chapter. Let's go to Jeremiah, if you will. As long as we're back here in this portion of the Bible. Chapter 14. Chapter 14. Go to verse, 13, if you will. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 13. Jeremiah said, then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, you shall not see the sword. By the way, that's what a false prophet said. That'll never happen. God won't do that. There's no such thing as hell. There's no such thing as sin. There's no such thing as Satan. No such thing. You shall not see the sword, neither shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this land. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound the modern day prophets say, well, you know, we need a one world order, then we'll have peace, prosperity, security. What a lie.
It's going to be slavery.
That's what Satan wants you to think, by the way. But let me ask you a question. If you have a one world government, will it work without a one world leader? Not hardly. Can you imagine a one world government with a United Nations trying to run the world?
No.
There's always going to be a battle in the United Nations for control. Can you imagine humanity like that? Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I send them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spoke unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of the heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets, that I send them not, Yet they say sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Sword and famine. Didn't we just read in Revelation that there would be a sword and famine? Yes, we did. Go, if you will, to Matthew chapter 24. We're running out of time. We're going to have to close here shortly. Matthew chapter 24. We'll pick this up again next week. And if we're lucky, I'll put up a new drawing. Chapter 24, Matthew, verse 4. We've read this many times, but we need to do it one more time. And Jesus answered and said unto them, by the way, I want you to notice, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, so that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. The end of what? The tribulation. Yeah. These verses, by the way, pay attention now. These verses have nothing to do with the age that we're living in today. You can't look at a war and say, see there, God's fulfilling prophecy. No, no, no. These verses have nothing to do with the times we're living in. Now, I can prove that and go to the Bible, but I'm not going to take time to do it. You all are aware of that. These verses have to do with the 7-year tribulation. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For these things must come to pass, but the end of the tribulation is not yet. In other words, it's just the beginning of the tribulation. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be, listen to this now, famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various or diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning. You know, you how many earthquakes have you heard about in the news lately?
I lost count.
Quite a few, actually.
It's 3 in 1 week in New Zealand.
Yeah, and that's, compared to the 7-year tribulation, that's nothing.
And down south they were having some somewhere.
Yeah.
Some little ones all over where they never did before.
Yeah.
They're having them almost everywhere. But they're nothing compared to what the 7-year tribulation will be. Nothing. Jesus said these are, not only that, let me ask you,